this meme and this use of the term conspiracy theory is alive and well today.
Oh, it is very much so, and it's a very dangerous term. You know, obviously, we have conspiracies. This is a recognized concept in the law. When we prosecuted the Nuremberg war crimes trials, it was for the first charge in the indictment was for conspiracy to overthrow the parliamentary government of Germany and take the nation to war, a war of aggression. So to say there can't be conspiracies, and anybody who suspects a conspiracy is misguided or worse, is it's utter nonsense. It's absolutely utter nonsense. And yet this term has now taken on such a powerful force that people treat it seriously, and there are calls for suppression of conspiracy theory discourse. Cass Sunstein, the information officer for President Obama, wrote an article a few years ago calling specifically for he called it cognitive infiltration, but it was the idea was to go on into internet sites and try to disrupt the conversation and prevent people from talking about these things. Well, and it went so far as to, you know, call for police state type actions that were, you know, covert. And this is, you know, this is just so anti-democratic. It's amazing.
And the Sunstein argument was to create conspiracies to attack these conspiracy theorists who are not in vogue or in step with official government positions. And I think it's important to note how influential Cass Sunstein still is with President Obama. His wife, Samantha Power, is the United Nations ambassador and is certainly a part of the inner circle that persuaded the president to launch this new military action in Syria. And it begs a number of questions of a conspiratorial nature about how this Islamic State surfaced, who funded it when it was solely focused on bringing down the Assad government, which was our goal. And now that this monster has turned on its creators, it is suddenly the one that must be slain immediately. And don't ask any questions about how we got here.
Right. Hey, Joe, Vice President Biden, you know, a couple of days ago said, well, we gave him the arms. I mean, you know, and then everyone got mad at him and said he should have said that. And he apologized. You know, speaking the truth in America is a risky business.